Moncrief on News Talk.
You would think that getting rid of cars on streets in towns and cities would always be a good thing for local retailers. People have more room to stroll about and look in the windows, but not necessarily. Drury Street, which is just a stone's throw from here, is routinely crowded with pedestrians, but Claire Grennan, co-owner of the Irish Design Shop on Drury Street, says it's been a bit of a disaster. Clara has fought her way through the mobs to join us now. Afternoon, Claire.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
When did you first start to notice that things were a bit askew?
Well, I'd say it started 3 years ago, really, during that second lockdown. People coming to the street. Obviously, it's a lovely vibe on the street, and that's why we love it as well. And people just wanted to hang out there and maybe get a drink and stay a bit longer, you know. So people were sort of lingering there for the day, which is fair enough, I guess. It's a nice street. Gets the sun until the evening time, so why not? But I think the problem has escalated in the last couple of years with people sharing on Instagram, TikTok, just that is the place to go for a few drinks, like any day of the week now. Mm. When the sun is shining, summer in Dublin equals drinks on Drury Street, be that drinks from a pub or just your own drink from the off licence, you know, and coming down, getting a bit of takeaway food with your pals and settling in there, you know.
Okay, well, so far that sounds lovely. And that people listening are going, I want to go there.
Yeah,
fantastic. I might even call into the Irish Design Shop.
Yeah.
How is it problematic, though, in terms of shopping?
So it's problematic for us, particularly, say, on a weekend when the problem really escalates. Like, it just gets unmanageably busy, you know. It's like throngs of people on the street that anybody coming down, say, with a buggy or anything, it's just impassable. So people start avoiding it. And so we have noticed our sales in particular will just tail off after lunchtime on a Saturday. And say by about 4 o'clock, it's just totally chaotic. And so we now close at 5 o'clock as opposed to 6 o'clock on a Saturday, just because there's a feeling of unease and our staff have to battle to even get the shutters down, you know, on a Saturday evening at 5 o'clock. To move people away from the windows or just sitting on the shop ledge or, you know, just to move them away from there. You
yeah,
know?
Because I suppose on Drury Street, there aren't that many. Well, I mean, where at the end you're at, there's a couple of shops doing similar things to you. But it's not really a shopping street anymore, really. It's more a kind of a drink
street. It's a food and drink street. It's kind of turned that way. I think over the last couple of years, we've seen a couple of other retailers have moved out of the street. And so it's gradually changed. The vibe has changed a bit, but like we still love the street, you know, and we love the character of the street. But it's just, I don't know, a trend at the moment for people to come and be seen maybe on Drury Street. And so a lot of the people who come are obviously quite young. And so I have no idea what's going on with young people. So I asked a young person who works for us, who's 23, and she made a really good point that people her age and her friends who hang out there, they feel safe there, you know, to hang out on the street. And the lack of alternatives for young people at nighttime in the city centre, you know, like with all the clubs have closed down, like where is there to go now? And so they happen to feel safe when the weather is good, congregating in their groups on Drury Street, Castle Market around there. And so I thought that was quite interesting that they don't feel safe to do that somewhere else in the city, you know?
Like, yeah, but you did mention a sense of unease.
Yeah.
So maybe it's not entirely safe.
Well, that's for me, I don't think it is. I think that with that many people, you know, in one concentrated in the area, you've got people coming in and out of the pubs, and then you've got people arriving and bringing their own drink. Like something's going to happen there, you know. Like we only see the aftermath the next morning when we get to clean up the lovely human excrement and the bottles and the broken glass and things. But if I don't know how late people stay there till, like, I think it's till pretty late.
Yeah.
And you know, I think that it's only a matter of time before something happens, maybe.
And the, you know, the human waste products and broken glass, is that a constant thing?
That is a constant. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a constant every morning. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like, you know, some days you're lucky and it's like, you know, there's nothing really there today. But say a Sunday morning, you just expect a bit of vomit.
Yeah.
A bit of urine.
Lovely.
You know, bits and pieces, takeaway containers, the usual. Yeah.
That's lovely.
I know. Yeah.
And I assume all this, like, bottom line, you have to stay in business. Is it affecting your trade?
It's affecting our trade, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So as I said, we used to close at 6. Now we close at 5 every day so that we're out of there before things escalate, you know. Yeah.
If it stays the way it is, can you stay there?
Well, people know where we are. We've established ourselves there over 12 years, you know, and the premises suits us. It's small, you know, so the rent is, you know, it's achievable. It's affordable for us to be in the city centre with the small space. But I don't know. I mean, we still have a couple of years left on our lease. You know, we are having that conversation. Where would we go? You know, if this continues, I mean, I don't want to be an angry shopkeeper from April to October every year, you know.
Yeah.
I just want to get on with my job.
Yeah, because I do remember, well, during the pandemic, it seemed to become extremely popular for young people to congregate in. And that, you know, there were one or two incidences there as well where...
Oh, there was on St. William Street, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Drury Street as well, I think. Mm. It was kind of in that area that...
Yeah,
it got a bit of a reputation for people to to collect in. At the same time, people go there. It's turned into that kind of a street. One could argue that that's just kind of the way things happen, and it's a bit unlucky on you.
Yeah, how town evolves.
Yeah, and the other retailer is left there. So
So I don't know if it becomes a point. Do you just sort of say, okay, to hell with it, let's just move, you know, and find the new street that is, we'd look like when we moved there, it was a mix of retail and cafes and bars. You know, it's a perfect mix. But now it just feels like it is just about socializing. But town does feel like it is just about socializing now, you know, about the food and drink element rather than people coming in shopping. Like we've lost so much of our local customers just because so many of them say, I just don't come into town anymore. You know?
Yeah. Because I suppose the Georgia Street Arcade is there and that's a big retail venue and it's a place for the tourists go as well.
Yeah.
The place is jammed with tourists.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Without the tourists now, we'd be closed down.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
We are totally reliant on our tourists at the moment. Mm. Yeah. We are lucky to have a great local customer base, but many of those are now shopping online as well.
Yeah. Now, at the same time, now, at the best one in the world, it's kind of like I walk down it after work every day and it feels lovely at that time of the day. It's a bit crowded, but not too crowded. But I imagine maybe later on, I have been at it actually later on and you wouldn't even attempt to walk down it.
Have you been there at 5 o'clock on a Saturday in good weather?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
You'd turn back. So after that Instagram post yesterday, people have been messaging. And they said, a lot of customers said that they had intended to visit. They saw the street the way it was. They literally turned back. So that's a problem.
Yeah. At the same time, people, I mean, it's not to be a killjoy completely, but it is technically illegal for people to be drinking on the street if they're not
illegal.
Within the facility
of
wherever they bought it.
But surely if you get a drink from a pub, you stand and, you know, they have an outdoor seating. You stand there and have your drink and then go back in to, you know, use the toilet there or whatever. But we see people come out of the bars with the pints or whatever or the Aperols and they travel halfway up the street to find a space to sit down, you know?
Yeah.
So
maybe a few guards moving people on?
A few guards would be handy.
Yeah.
A few guards patrolling the street would be great. And just a concerted effort from everyone on the street to kind of be mindful, you know, of where their customers are going, like the pubs.
Yeah.
You know, maybe some staff from the pubs going out to collect the glasses and keeping an eye on where their customers are settling in with a drink.
Yeah. I imagine the bars would say we have enough to be doing rather than. That's kind of almost like a security thing. And really a guard is the person who wants people to move on.
Yeah, the guards. Yeah.
Someone says, surely if there was proper outdoor seating set up, then people wouldn't be stuck sitting on a curb. Now, I mean, unless you're from, like, it's full of seats. I mean, you couldn't fit any more seats in Drury Street, really.
Yeah, there's all the premises serving food and beverage, you know, and they have proper outdoor seating. Like, look at Drury Buildings. They've got such a fab outdoor terrace there. So if you're dining in Drury Buildings, there's ample outdoor seating there, you know. I think maybe people see a lack of public seating there, which there seriously is. I mean, in other parts of the city, like Capel Street has beautiful outdoor seating and planting going on. And
but it's a funny
not
thing.
Not as busy as Drury Street.
Yeah, can you explain that? Because Capel Street seems to have got quieter since the pedestrianised.
I know. I'm at a total loss because it's such a great street as well, with great bars, and they've, you know, great cafes like Brother Hubbard is there, and loads of great places on Capel Street. So I don't know. I think it's a trend led by Instagram, TikTok, and it's a place to be seen. And like, we've got really good takeaway food options in our immediate vicinity. And so, and we've got supermarkets nearby. So you can literally go to the supermarket, get your bag of cans, get something from one of the food establishments and come down and find a spot on the curb.
Yeah. Well, it could be kind of, I suppose, overflow from South William Street. Dublin is now too many hipsters.
I know.
And
well,
there's no room for them.
Yeah. My voice, my person on the ground, Helen, who's 23, she says that South William Street isn't as appealing because the buildings are taller. And so it doesn't get the same sun
as
Drury Street.
That's true. That is absolutely true.
So it's literally, this is what's bringing the people to our street. And so we get the sun late in the day. So by 6 o'clock or by 5 o'clock, as it was last Saturday, you've people leaning up against the windows of our shop to get the last sliver of sunshine before it goes.
Crikey.
You know, but we're desperate for sun as well, aren't we?
Yeah. So. actually, one of the listeners says it was the quietest area when I was growing up, full of clothing manufacturers, which closed at Saturday 1 p.m. I lived around the corner and I know it so well. I wouldn't go near it at night. I lived over a shop until I was 28. Wouldn't stick it now with that carry on. OK. And someone else says you raise a good point. Another part of the issue is buildings in the centre with unused and the government trying to convert unused spaces as apartments. If you have people urinating on your door, it's not great. Happens in the Apple Market in Waterford every night. Yeah, I'd imagine.
I know.
I'd imagine it's an issue that's being dealt with all over the country.
Somebody suggested, somebody on Instagram suggested that we've no square, you know, that is surrounded by pubs and bars and cafes.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of makes the use of the outdoor space, you know, but I guess that's Dublin City Planning as well.
Yeah.
An awful job at the city.
Europe has markets on Friday evenings and manages to encourage outdoor socialising. We always tend to take things too far. We're not set up for an outdoor lifestyle, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But we think we are.
I know. We just need better planning in our city and for Dublin City Council to make it a more livable, enjoyable city for locals and for tourists.
Yeah. Well, it's specifically, though, in the case of Drury Street, it strikes me that a couple of guards might just wander through and say you can't sit there.
This is it.
Just that.
Just a guard of visibility, you know, would be great. Coming up and down the street on a Saturday evening, be perfect.
Claire, we hope you don't have to do as much cleaning up
in
the future when you come to work in the morning. That was Claire Grennan there, co-owner of the Irish Designs Shop.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.